Who was she?
Mother Davidhue was. Oh. She was giving class on giving shelter to devotees and counselling. And so she quoted from the Garuda Purana that one cannot be liberated without the association of a pure devotee. Mm-hmm. And also you need to show mercy to juniors or your life is superficial. So I was thinking, we've seen that yatras thrive where a pure devotee makes that his life, his home. He resides there, maybe travels in the Buddha, that's his main place. So then automatically in yatras where they don't have that, then that means that they're handicapped.
What's a pure devotee?
Somebody that's got a lot of shakti.
I don't think you find that anywhere in the shastra. Pure devotees in the Abhidhasita Shunya. Pure devotee is where devotees serve Krishna without personal motivation. And that's pure devotees. I mean, that's nothing new. People don't become. You can't be unless you know what pure devotion is. How can you actually attain perfection? In pure devotion, you can't attain perfection. But pure devotee doesn't mean some big devotee. It means devotees who are very clear that the goal of life is pleasing Krishna. It's a pure devotee, and that's the motive for service. So obviously that doesn't mean that you need some kind of big leader somewhere. It just means that the devotee's motivation in a particular yatra, at least you have influential Vaishnavas who guide others and remind them that our business here is not mixed devotion, but pure devotion. So, pure devotee. But that's nothing particularly new. Everyone knows that unless there is pure devotion. And how do you know about it? You don't get liberated by any other kind of devotion. Doesn't mean someone has to be a sannyasi, guru, etc. It just means that has to be the understood mood of devotion amongst devotees, and when that's shared and communicated and discussed, then devotees thrive in Krishna consciousness. When it's not, when it's something else, well, they may thrive, but they may just thrive materially, but not necessarily spiritually. So you've got other religions that thrive in one sense, and they're not practicing pure devotion, but materially at least, or religiously they're thriving. They may be getting followers and so on, but to actually really becoming liberated, and in that case liberation really means to realize Krishna and to go back to Krishna, that requires the Sangha association of real Vaishnavas. That those Vaishnavas can be, should be, mothers, fathers, anybody. Something else?
Well, I was thinking with the broken plate, it sounds like a material thing that, like, you know, there's no way of, even if you do glue it back together. But I thought if it's a spiritual thing, then surely everything can be healed, and then it just becomes a state of development.
It can. It can. If everyone's, if people are spiritual, I mean, broken plate in this case, since it wasn't on the recording, meant that if devotees, for instance, lost their guru or went through traumatic experiences in a yatra that really sort of shattered their faith, then when you put them, even they continue on in Krishna consciousness, and say, for instance, they continue in service and in accepting spiritual master, another spiritual master. But it's like when you have a plate and you glue a plate back together, so you can still, you still use the plate, but the plates, you see the cracks in the plate. It doesn't make it dysfunctional, doesn't make it any less usable. So, you know, they have that saying that you can forgive, but you don't forget. So people may not necessarily forget. It's an experience. Experience does mold people's lives or consciousness. But obviously when you're very Krishna conscious, then all of those things, like you say, just become, you know, one step forward on the path towards Krishna. They become a lesson that's learned, and one moves on from that lesson. But it's like, for instance, Draupadi. She was traumatized by the experience of being disrobed in the public assembly, and she didn't forget that. She kept bringing it up time and time again to her husbands, how they allowed that to happen. She's not an ordinary person, but still, it certainly, although she could forgive and she could restore her faith, but it left its mark. And that doesn't mean it's bad. Experiences in life leave their mark on us. If we manage them Krishna consciously, then we progress.
That's encouraging. Because it sounded like it was an indelible stain that you'll carry this trait around with you now to the... But I was thinking, like you say, it's like you could see it as Krishna's plan, that this is part of your development, those lessons you had to learn.
Yeah, it depends on... Well, it depends on... I was just responding to the fact that, you know, she was saying that although, you know, she accepted spiritual master again, but in certain ways it just wasn't quite the same again. Mm-hmm. I think I also gave an example, for instance, if someone's married, and say your husband dies, you may get married again, although it's not necessarily Vedic culture, but say someone gets married again, but it may never be exactly the same. I mean, things are not exactly the same. But still, one does one's duty as a woman does her duty as a wife, and doesn't mean, doesn't have affection, doesn't have respect and so on, but it may be different. So we're people, we're human beings. Mm-hmm. And Krishna consciousness helps us see things. That doesn't mean that it insulates us from feeling things. We may continue to feel in a certain way. So, and you see, throughout Kunti Devi remembers all of the traumatic experiences that they went through. It isn't that you just forget them, you just disappear into some kind of black memorial void. But it's an individual thing, and for some people, it's has more of an effect. For some people, not at all. It's not a curse. It may just be the nature of individual people's psychology and also how they respond to circumstances. In any case, no one can dictate what relationship between guru and disciple should be like. It will be what it is, whether the first time or the second time or anything, and that's something that comes Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai. It comes by the mercy of Krishna, and as long as it's strong from the Vaidhi point of view, from the basic point of view of respect and doing the right thing, then it's fine. And then, of course, Krishna can make any sort of a crack dish into a whole one as well. And, you know, with nowadays, when they have super glue, then they advertise it that it's stronger than it originally was. In other words, the glued part is stronger than the non-glued part. So if someone is properly applies Krishna consciousness, then the glute part can be stronger than otherwise. Hare Krishna.